When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Still my favorite Christmas song of all time. I can listen to this on a loop from now until all day Christmas. Only Donny Hathaway's version. Anybody else, I ball it up and I throw it in the trash. All right, you know what? It's the holiday time. So everybody does things differently. Everybody celebrates the holiday differently. So let's do what we call a little Christmas bucket list. Jeff, if you would.
All right. I've got a Christmas bucket list in front of me right now. I'm just going to ask if you've ever done this before in your life, the holiday bucket list, whatever. So we'll start it off with, have you ever made an advent calendar?
I'm ashamed to say, yes, I did. In grade school, I didn't understand it. Like, I don't get this, but yeah, we made an advent calendar.
I didn't know what advent calendars were until like 3 or 4 years ago, so no.
My grandma would buy me one every year. I've never made one, but I've definitely had them before.
Yeah, the advent calendars to me are people who are just a little too into Christmas, okay? These are the people who are already putting up Christmas lights at Halloween.
All right, another one. Have you ever gone ice skating in like an ice rink around Christmas time?
Actually, no, I have not. I thought about going downtown. Because I was down there after the Lions' last home game, and I was walking back, and I was like, man, the Christmas lights, and it was so festive. And I was, you know what? Huh. That wouldn't be bad to kind of go ice skating. I'm not a big – I can ice skate, but I haven't done it in years. But does it count if I considered it? Because I thought about doing it this year. Go ahead, Bobby.
So not with skates, and definitely not at a rink, but the hometown I'm from is right on Lake Huron, and we've got a bunch of smaller ponds in the area as well. So I've been out on the ice. I've messed around. We've played hockey out on the lake before, so that's actually pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have, like he said, we play hockey on ponds or whatever around my childhood town. We'd wipe out, beat each other up for 3 hours. I was around like first or second day of Christmas break. So yes, I've definitely ice skated around Christmas time.
Okay.
All right. We'll move on again. Have you ever gone Christmas caroling, Rico?
Yes, I have. Back when I was in my younger days, I'd sang in a choir and we, some members of us, we would go around and we would do caroling in the neighborhood. We've done caroling at like outside of like strip malls and things like that. So it was, man, you're talking about maybe 35 years ago, but yes, I have actually done Christmas caroling.
So I haven't done Christmas caroling, but back in school, I was in my school's marching band, so we did the Christmas parade.
Okay, that counts. That counts.
Yeah, so I mean, we were outside in the freezing cold weather when it was pitch black and playing some music for people, so it's like the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never gone caroling. I've definitely participated in like the school or whatever floats going down the street. It's 20 degrees. It might be 30 and raining. It's always kind of miserable, and you're throwing candy at the people out in the street. So yeah, I mean, I haven't gone caroling, but I've definitely done something similar to that.
Okay. What else?
All right. Have you ever made like an abundance of Christmas cookies, brownies, whatever for like your family Christmas? Have you ever like slaved over like 45 cookies or something?
I was quality control. So I was there. I didn't. But a friend of mine does. They do it big. So I was quality control for a few years. So I would test to make sure. Yes. Good. Not a good batch. So yes, I've done the whole cookie baking thing. I didn't slave over the in making, but it's a fun process. I'm not even going to lie. When you're doing it, because it's one of those things that if you're all in doing it, it's fun. If you're kind of half-assed doing it, Ed, you're wasting your time.
Every year, I absolutely love my family. We call them peanut butter balls. I'm pretty sure everyone else would recognize them as Buckeyes. We make a few hundred of those. Just peanut butter covered in chocolate. And oh my God, I love making these.
Yeah, I was introduced to something. It was called a blonde brownie.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And I was like, it looks like almost like cornbread, but it's not. It's a brownie.
That like, sounds amazing.
I was like, why do I want cornbread? It is. I got one for you. Have you ever done the family all gets dressed in the same pajamas type of an event, whether you're taking photos or it's a Christmas Eve and everybody's got on the same onesie or same family pajamas?
Yeah, so my family actually does that every year on Christmas Eve.
Why have we not seen this on social media?
Because it's never going to be. Maybe my stepmom's Facebook, you can find it. It ain't going to be. I haven't participated in that in a long time. All right?
But so, you're too good.
I am too good for that. Yeah, I'm not putting those on. It's 6 p.m. It might be dark, but it ain't time for bed yet. I got the day off tomorrow.
I have not done that. I have not done the old Christmas pajamas. I mean, I get it if you're taking like your Christmas photo, your holiday Christmas card photos, but Yeah, I've never done
that. I haven't done it to where it's a whole family affair. In my family, it's good enough that we all get in the same house for Christmas Day. So that we can't coordinate wearing the same pajamas. But I have worn matching pajamas with my girlfriend before. So, you know,
that
do something.
Counts.
Yeah.
No. That
but
counts.
I mean, it's not the whole family.
Okay, but you did it.
Oh, well, yeah. I'd love to do it with her. Okay, you know get what? It. Whoa. Getting the Christmas gift. Yeah, the pajamas. Whoa.
All right. Yeah.
We'll have to find that one out. But
no. Oh my God.
No. No, I've never done that. But that leads me to my next one, Rico.
Well, apparently Bobby has.
Have you Have you ever sent a Christmas card with your family on it to anybody? Or has your family in the past, maybe when you're a kid, done that? Sent like a ridiculous Christmas card and with a cheesy picture on it?
You know what? No. We family never sent out Christmas cards. I mean, I've gotten them. And I always feel bad when I get them because it's like, thanks. Oh, wow. I must come from a loser family. Wow. Okay. No, it's like because some people go all out and it's like the photo. And then now it's like, you know, like Doug does this where it's like a hidden YouTube link and they basically do like a video and commentary of the entire year. Or there's some cards that kind of says, hey, you know, Bobby did this and blah, blah, blah. And then we did this and then we went on this trip. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same thing. I've never sent out a card, but I receive a few of them every year. And it's like, okay, it's cool. I'll put it up on my fridge for the rest of the year. But, I mean, I, thanks for the card. I don't send them out.
So my mom actually does every year, but she's been using the same picture for, like, 6 years now. And then our whole, like, front, it's like our front door is just filled with random, I don't even know who these people are, the Christmas cards. Yeah, I've never sent them out, but my parents have before. I don't know. I feel like once everyone from my generation grows up a little bit, that thing might be going away.
Okay. All right. Real quick, ever decorated a gingerbread house?
Yes, I have. I've decorated many gingerbread houses in my day.
Never done a gingerbread house.
Plenty of gingerbread houses. It's not fun. Personally, I don't like when my hands get sticky and then it always ends up falling apart. Also, the point of this thing is to eat it, right? I don't know why I'm slaving over to build this house for like 3 hours just so I can pull it apart later.
You got
to
do it for Insta or the gram or whatever you kids call it.
By the time I'm allowed to eat it, the gumdrops are like rocks. The frosting is like disgusting. No, it's not fun. In fact, it's infuriating. I just want to punch it off the table every time.
It just looks like a lot of work. And I'm like, can we just eat the gingerbread cookies instead?
That's way better than making
and gingerbread. Just say we find some photo on Google and say we made this house and we gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, let's use frosting as glue. That'll be great.
All right. That is your holiday bucket list, 97.1.